This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Zuckerberg says Threads has 150 million monthly active users. I'm Imran Sheikh, and I'm saying it's time for your Daily Crunch for Friday, starting with three big headlines. As a TikTok ban gets closer to becoming a reality in the U.S., it might be time to start thinking about other platforms to adopt early in case you need to fill the void left by the popular app at some point in the future. On Wednesday, President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance fails to sell the app within a year, bringing the possibility of a TikTok ban closer than ever before. However, given the one-year timeline, TikTok isn't going to vanish immediately, especially since the company has vowed to fight the bill in court. China is also expected to block the sale because the Chinese government would need to approve the transfer of the app's algorithms. And if ByteDance does sell TikTok, it would likely be without the app's algorithms, which means that if TikTok does avoid a ban, there's a possibility that the app might look different from what millions of Americans have become accustomed to. Given all of these scenarios, it's not too early to start considering other platforms. While there's no one-to-one TikTok replacement, there are some viable options to consider that offer a similar experience. Many companies have spent the last few years building out TikTok clones within their own products, and some of them are worth considering. One of the companies building out a TikTok clone is Snap. As part of its Q1 2024 earnings release, Snap revealed the total watch time on its TikTok competitor, Spotlight. The company posted on X,
"Our community loves engaging with content on Snapchat. On today's earnings call, we shared that total time spent watching Spotlight content increased more than 125% year over year."
Snapchat launched the TikTok-like feed in late 2020 as a way to compete with the rising popularity of TikTok. The company is touting the success of its short-form video feed a day after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance fails to sell it within a year. Snap says overall, time spent watching content globally grew year over year, driven primarily by increases in total time spent watching Spotlight and creator stories. The company says it's built more advanced ranking models over the past year that are driving improvements in content engagement. Snap plans to continue to invest in generative AI models for the creation of lenses on the platform, noting that the number of ML and AI lenses viewed by users increased by more than 50% year over year. And Threads, the Twitter/X rival from Meta, is growing at a stable pace. The social network now has more than 150 million monthly active users, up from 130 million in February, Mark Zuckerberg mentioned during the company's Q1 2024 earnings call. Since the last quarterly earnings call, Threads has notably taken steps toward integrating with ActivityPub, the decentralized protocol that powers networks like Mastodon. In March, the company allowed U.S.-based users over 18 to connect their accounts to the Fediverse, so their posts would show up on other servers. The company also plans to release its API to a wide set of developers by June, allowing them to build experiences around the social network. However, it's still not clear if Threads will allow developers to make full-fledged third-party clients. Threads is roughly 9 months old, and Meta has steadily built out the audience. However, it's not exactly an X alternative. Earlier this week, according to app analytics firm Apptopia, Business Insider reported that Threads now has more daily active users in the U.S. than X. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Hey, thanks, Imran. And we begin with RevenueCat, a top subscription management platform for apps that monetize via in-app purchases, is now flush with new capital as it expands to the web. The company has also closed on a $12 million Series C following the launch of a new product, RevenueCat Billing, that allows web app developers to integrate subscription purchases into any website. Later, it will also support Roku. Up next, Carve, a data layer platform that lets Web3 gaming and AI companies, as well as gamers, control and monetize their data, has raised a $10 million Series A round. Carve's initial focus is on two key industries, gaming and AI, where it sees the biggest opportunity to help users control their data and monetize it. And finally, Paystand has acquired spend management software startup TeamPay to create what the companies describe as a no-fee B2B digital payment and spend powerhouse. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. The combined company services over 1 million businesses running on a commercial blockchain to more than 1 million participants and has processed more than $10 billion in transactions to date. And I think that does it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Aisha Malik, Brian Heater, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.